Thank you. I would like to thank the organizer for the inviting me from, to speak in conference on the Dreammaster. Okay. So I report about Jean-Luc Girard-Lomont. In the previous lecture, Lomont has stated a formula comparing the choice of Frobenius on the K-par part of the cohomology of Hitchin fibers of G and of initial group and of endoscopic groups. So the purpose of my talk is to give a sketch of the proof of So just for beginning, I just record a few things you know about the geometries of the Hitchin fibers. And a few things we know is that we haven't met. So after you ask the question of Professor Langland, is that actually this is a few things is missing for other groups. For unitary group, we have something lacking the endoscopic group is the subgroup of G. And so we have this map. So in general, we don't have this map. You have some to do something more complicated. So anyway, you have this map in this case, and that consists of, I recall that MA is a part of the compactified Jacobian, and it's actually a compactified prime variety. So it's a set of the pair of F and Yota F, where F is the OYA, OY prime A, torsion free, OY prime A module of rank 1. So this is a set of such F is a compactified Picard variety. And Yota F is unitary structures, and F that is an isomorphism from F to the East Galois and transpose. So F Duon. So Duon is mean by relative for relative dualization, but I don't go to that details. Okay. So this is symmetric. Symmetric isomorphism. And so this is MA. So. No. I'm sorry. This is you go another way. Thank you. So this is MA. And Y prime A is a spectrum curve that has been introduced by Lomont in his talk. And the NA go to MA is simply the map coming F1, Yota F1, F2, Yota F2, to F1 plus F2, and Yota F1 plus Yota F2. So this is what we have about Hitchin fibers. And there are another structure related to Hitchin fibers, that is, when you have compactified prim variety, you also have prim variety. So that is PA. It's Picard stack, but it's almost group scheme. So this is a set of G and Yota G. Oh. And Yota G, where G is O, Y prime A, invertible O prime I module, and Yota G is a unitary structure, that means an isomorphism of G with the transpose of the inverse of G. So this is not the dual, it's not the minus, it's a little different. So PI is not the subset of MA but BA at on MA by tensor product. And in the same way, you have the BA1 cos BA2 acts on NA. So we have here we have a map new lower star by direct image from NA to MA. And for the group, we have map in another sense. So we have to map from PA to PA1 cos PA2 by Poon-Back. You can Poon-Back Lie bundles. And make the two options compatible. So it's obvious sense. So I mean, this almost everything we know about the general Hitchin fibers. We have Hitchin fibers and the groups. Okay. So we can take let me call Ka to be the kernel of Pa. So since the actions are two compatible, then this is a fine algebraic group. So let's take TA, the maximal torus. Sorry? Kernel of PA equals to K. So when you consider this situation, you have this the following lemma. Yep. The Hitchin fibers of endoscopic groups is a fixed point set of the torus TA acting on MA. So that is a important information you have from the relation between NA and MA. So granted, this lemma is quite natural to try to use the Achiabor and Segal localization theorem to compare cohomology of NA and MA. Just as Goresky, Kotus, and McPherson have done in a similar situation. So after they consider the Springer affine fibers, which are somehow the local analog of the Hitchin fibers. But in general, the Hitchin fibers of NA and MA are very complicated. So it seems impossible to have you don't know any description of the localization. Exact sequence as Goresky, Kotus, McPherson have in their situation of the undramified element for general groups. And sometimes it works, you don't know the beauty statement to apply the localization theorem. So that is the point that seems necessary to make it necessary to deform . So in such a situation, it seems too natural to be formed. So in Lomong has proposed a one-dimensional deformation. So it will be very, very imprecise because of the parameter A. So we poked up a little bit the parameter A in such a way that the stable orbital integral for H remain constant. That means you have the stable orbital integral depend on the two curves separately. So when you move the two curves, the stable orbital don't change. And secondly, the Kappa orbital integral for G becomes computable. I mean directly computable after deformation. So for generic parameters you can compare directly. So the question is how to come back to the original parameter. So when you have this deformation, it remains to prove that the Kappa orbital integral remain constant too during a deformation. But I should put some things in constant. But more precisely, I have to prove that the Kappa orbital integral varies proportionally to the Langlands-Chernstadt transfer factor. So because the stable operand is constant, so the Kappa should vary proportionally in the way as a transfer factor. Okay. You have a characteristic polynomial, so you can deform the polynomial. Just replace t by t plus a or something. And you have a polynomial t a1 and t a2 t, and the deformation is just at t plus a alpha, some parameters. Then the two polynomials don't change somehow, but the way they intersect will change. Okay, and to prove this statement, the basic thing you have to come back to the localization theorem and the and the Peutz statement. Actually, to have the Peutz statement, you have to deform more, and Hitchin fibration provides some kind of tautological deformation of Hitchin fibers. tautological. Of Hitchin fibers. And so I can observe that it and it contains Lomov's one dimensional deformation. And there is some kind of miracle that in the so we have some kind of relative situation. Of F from M to A instead of just one fiber MA. And using a formulated power of sheaf, you can just can generalize the Atia-Borel Segal localization theorem and so on. And the what is quite miraculous is that the purity statement that one needs the relative purity statement is quite easy to prove. It's get almost for free, granted the Lean purity theorem. So let me come into some details about the sketch. We call it to have a map from the Hitchin affine space of endoscopic groups to A, and here we have a point A1, A2 that map to A. And I mean because you only need information very locally to that point, so we only consider the Hanselization. Is the Hanselization of small a, and F is tensilization of HH on A1, A2. And you can check, it's quite easy to check that the map from F to R is a closed embedding. So by base change, we have by restriction, we have a map. You know, FS is a map from base change of the Hitchin fibration to F to S, and also GS. Oh, we have F. And GS is a map from NS to S. So since we have, suppose A is elliptic, so elliptic is open condition. So when A is elliptic, this map, this will be elliptic in the open, in the neighborhood of A. So this means that FS, FR, and GS are on proper, in particular finite type. And since S have, is by definition the just the neighborhood of A, and N is smooth, so NS is smooth over K, but MS is not smooth. It's not smooth in general because it has reference to a closed subset, so there is no reason that is smooth. So I will take the following very short notation. The S point of FS will be the direct sum of the perverse cohomology of direct imagination of F and idem for G. And since we know that NS is smooth, then by the limit theorem we know that this is pure. But we don't know that this is pure because MS is not smooth. Actually, the external thing is smooth, is pure. But now, using the action of P, so we have this group scheme P over PS over S, or PR over R actually. Have this group scheme just acting on the Hitchin fibers. We can define when what is the K-bar part of if time remains, I will come back to this point later. And the proposition is that the K-bar part of is pure. And the K-bar part of this Perlberg shift is pure. So I will come back to the definition of K-bar part and give P not connected. They come P not connected and the group scheme of connected component of P jump when you go to endoscopic group. Okay. So I just suppose, just take it as a black box and continue to give the sketch of the proof. So let KS now is the kernel of PS from the prime varieties for the big group to prime varieties for endoscopic groups. And this is the affine group scheme, smooth. Affine group schema. And with the spatial fiber it is the group scheme KA I defined earlier. And inside KA we have TA, a maximal torus. Then since S is Hanselian, can extend it. Extend to a some torus inside KS. And you can check that for every geometric point of S. And S is still the fixed point varieties of TS acting on the fiber of MS. So I mean the fixed point properties extend to every point. Thank you. So now we can consider the T as equivalent homology. Of FS and the GB2 morphism. So we have the restriction map with respect to this torus T. So I'm just going to T equal to TS for short. And the cohomology equivalent of FS to the cohomology equivalent of GS. So we get infinite direct sum of perverse shifts. And take it K Papa. So I'm not going to defy this the notation, this may be true. And the proposal to describe the image of this map, right? That is indeed the point, how to describe the image of this map. Now, T actually on GS, on NS. So the equivalent cohomology of T is just, I mean, can put K by T1, the ordinary cohomology of G tensor with the symmetric algebra, that is QL so we have this is a locally constant shift of character of T and then take this shift of algebra and this expression of the equivalent cohomology of T so using the same argument as Akia Boren Segal localization theorem. And plus the beauty statement that I state over there, we have that the proposition that the map rest T kappa is an injective map. Pure, so obviously geometrically something simple. Perverse shift. So in the usual statement of Acheboren Segal, you have that some maybe injective as cohomology groups. In terms of relative injective map perverse shifts. So the proof is the same. And what we want to how to describe the image of this rest E kappa. And let me just say that actually this injectivity map is not used to compute anything, but it's used to have a very strong rigidity about the cohomology of F and of G. So I need to explain this. And this rigidity thing is so? Okay. So, having called S beta is an open subset of S that corresponding to S beta is a set of characteristic polynomials B1, B2 such that YB1, YB2, that may be singular. But we ask that they intersect transversely. So in fact, we're interested only in the smooth part. And moreover, I mean, this is a more technical statement, that the YB1 and YB2 are etale over X on the intersection point. I mean, it's obvious I need this condition a priori, but you can see that, I mean, it's useful. So anyway, this makes an open set of S. So U, let me know U is an open embedding of S, regard to S. And we say that M, geometrically something simple, perverse shift on S, has bigger extension property. So this is definition. Properties. If M is a Gorecki-Knot Mach fraction extension of its restriction to the S bigger. So M is complete control what happened on the open set. When you extend to K bar, it becomes simply simple. And when you put back the perverse shift to the S tensor K bar, then it's the direct sum of simple perverse shifts. So, in other words, I say that M has no simple constituent that are supported by the complement of S big R. And proposition is that all simple constituent of this and of this have the big car extension property. So I don't say that because this is, I say on, let me just take careful because this is infinite sum, so just say on simple constituent. So, because the proof. Because the map is injective. So on symbol constituent of this purpose shift and this symbol constituent of this purpose shift. So it's enough to prove for the GS, for endoscopic groups. But So it's enough to prove that this thing has the Baker extension property. Now, let me also, I already said that the spectrum, I mean the Hitchin fiber for the endoscopic groups depend only on, I mean, so the B1, B2 for any point depend only on the spectrum curve YB1 and YB2 individually and not on the way they intersect. So when you using your one-dimensional deformation, you can move. One can move the B1, B2 into the good open subset. So if it's zero here, it should be zero here too. So that is a so you have impression that you are done, because if you know that you know something, I mean. You are not done yet, because you don't have introduced the transfer factors. You have, so I need to. So by the Baker extension properties, we only need to describe the image of rest p paper on this very good open subset. And let me wonder the property that K S respect to S paper is itself a torus when the point intersect transversely. That means that the kernel is a torus. So instead of dealing with T equivalent cohomology, we are going to take KS equivalent cohomology. That's technically easy, and you can go back and forth because you know purity statement. So we are going to compute the restriction map for this torus. So the restriction K to the S Baker Kappa of the equivalent cohomology of K of F Baker Kappa to G Kappa. And what you prove that the image of this map has Kappa 2. But when you compute, it's equal to Kappa 1 to 1. So the image of this in the image of another map of a generalized churn class map that somehow in this situation that encoded the transfer factors. So this map is more elementary, it's just joint class map, but its definition is quite complicated because it encodes the transfer factors. So I try to give the definition of this map. So need some preparations. So we have the concrete description of K that has been defined as just a kernel of PA to PA1 cos PA2. Now, when more concretely, you have over S, you have the finite covering Z that for any point B1 and B2 in S, you take the fiber ZB1, B2 is the intersection curve, two curves, the two spectrum curve. And you also have the, so this is a ramified, and this is ramified covering. And have the Eytan double covering of Z, B1, B2 is Y prime B1, Y prime B2. And the point of K I write over S, but can take for any test scheme either section of Z prime, invertible function over Z prime, that are odd and have involution tau here. So you can just check this definition. And over S bigger than Z bigger over S bigger is a tau, because intersection points are simple point, and K is a torus. So with this description of concrete description of Z, you can say what is a K torsor. And we have actually a K natural K beta torsor E over N beta. So that is just the same thing as giving you an invertible shift E invertible shift on N beta base chain to Z prime and equipped with unitary structures. It's almost the definition of K, so you can and so we check over some point over a point F. F is a point of N here. A point of N. And over a point Z prime, intersection point Z prime, we take the vectors, one dimensional vector space. E of F, the fiber of E at this point is, so F is F1, F2, because we take F1 Z prime cross F2 Z prime minus 1. So I mean this is that come naturally the computations. And now the higher the unitary structures of F and the hypothesis, the assumption that Y1, YB1 and YB2 are etal over X on the point Z prime induce that you have the unitary structures. On E. So let me notice that this another version, you put this Lie bundle to N bigger, then write vector bundles. And this vector bundle has first considered in paper of Lomon Rapoport some years ago, but the unitary structure will not survive to S. So only the vector bundle can be extended to S, but not the unitary structure. So we have okay. So what are you going to do with this torsors? When you have a torsor and you consider the operation churn class, operational churn class. I mean, almost the same way as in book of Funton and Max Fersen. then you can have the K star doxa E can give you a map from the I guess this is characters. From the Qn over N, and this is doxa over N. So we have a map from Qn of N of 2 minus 1 go to Qn over N. This map is a derived category. So like I can take the by repeating this operation tron plus f time, you have a map from sim r of this Qn over n minus 2r minus r go to Qn over n. Okay. So that I know the CR of E, the R Chern class of the doxa E. And this now becomes about the subtle point of the construction that inside the sim R of this you have a one-dimensional local system of order 2 making a psi inside the sim R some unitary things, unitary torus somehow you have a local system of order 2 whose definition is very similar to the delta 2 factors Langlands sense that, but I mean I don't cannot really have, we haven't worked out this this point precisely, but I mean this exists and you can check the somehow the quick definition of this is the difference, I mean it's kind of norm so we can have this is a local system on Z of order 2 that corresponds to the double covering and take this is norm by this formula so you get some local system around one of order 2 and when you write down the cosine then you see that this contained in the in this sigma. So this is computation. And you can check R is not the psi, R here is the rank of the torus. Yeah, R is the rank of Z of K kappa. The torus. So number intersection points. Is that the local system? And Z prime Z S bigger. On S bigger extend to a local system N Z prime mod S over S. So can extend local system. And moreover the trace of four branches on the fiber of this expression phi of s is minus 1 of m, where m is integers that were defined in Lomon's lectures. So this is just this is computation, why you get this m. But why it extend? It extend because when you consider geometrically the z is a finite scheme over s, so it's Hänselian too, and geometrically it's geometrically Hänselian. So z prime over z is split. That means the n the z prime over and this thing is geometrically trivial. So is this thing, and so it extends. Okay. So inside this thing you have this n z prime z over s. So you have a map. Some kind of endomorphism of this cohomology of G defined by the Chern class and by the sublocal system. So we have this map. I mean this has some kind of Church endomorphism by this local system. And can take Kappa. And proposition is that the image CR of E Kappa is I injective and have the same image as the other map Kappa. So here it's just basically a computation. I mean we are on the place where the true curve intersect transversally, and have a canonical map, so you can pull the isomorphism up to some covering, and then you can order the intersection point, and you can do some kind of induction process on the number of points, and the reduced point by point that come to the SM2 computation with Labesh long loss, and that cohomology connection, the computation will equivalent cohomology of the. Of the Russian cubic is double point. So I will skip this. So we know that this that the cohomology of F have the so this induces an isomorphism. This induces an isomorphism of and by Kappa extension, by Kappa extension, you have the same. Now for T, for F. And H T for G. The same shift. And now the key point of the local system also extends. And now by taking the fiber you get the and can somehow suppress also T. And taking the fiber over S and go to Gottendieck groups. You get you get new purity to remove there. You can Gottendieck group and then get the theorem that was stated in in Lumong's lectures. So in some minister that is mentioned to me, I will try to discuss about the beauty statement. So let me call that you have over S a closed scheme of R, another Hanselian scheme, and over R you have group scheme P, that is the prime variety of P. And what we know about P is that over some point S, geometric point of R, then the group of connected components of the fiber PS is Z mod 2Z over to the irreducible component of the spectrum curve. That you can compute directly. I mean, the same computer. It's very similar to computing of the B of G of quadrant. And so that concretely, in this situation, we have that pi this E1 to Z mod 2Z, if S is inside, is not in S, and Z mod 2Z square if S is in S. So the piezo will jump and go to the endoscopic groups. So using some choices, you can make a map. And I have the concrete what is the map, but you have the map from the constant Z2 to PR, such that for S inside is a component of P, that is a map from Z squared to Z mod 2Z, that is D1, D2 go to the parity of D1 plus D2. And for S inside S is a map to the parity of D1, parity of D2. And you can define plenty such map and they exist, and you have to choose some point. And that is assumption that Lomo have not mentioned in the statement, that you have to choose some point. And this comes in this point to define this map. So from infinite place such that so the spectrum curve has some rational point. So you can only do that. So the action of PR over MR induced action of Z square on the cohomology of FR. And this factor through Z mod 2Z square. And let K bar be the characters of D1, D2 to the parity of D1, for example. Then by the description of the pi zero, you can prove that the H1 of FR K bar is supported by S, and that is proved the purity statement. Because you know, when for the over outside of S, this paper is not well defined. Something in the pi zero of P. It doesn't factor through this over mod S. The paper does not factor through that the pi zero, so it contributes by zero. Okay, I guess that's my story. Thank you.